whenever I'm out here this morning. Beautiful song right here. Just listen to the words of it.
Bless you, Lord.
Who am I?
Amen.
Bless you, Father.
To the words.
Bless them real good, Lord. Have your way. Help us today.
When you walk through a storm. It's the wrong song.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm all over the place this morning.
When you never walk alone.
That's the one you said you was going to do, wasn't it?
Not you'll never walk alone. Where no one stands alone. Where no one stands alone.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Technology today.
Yeah.
It'll be all right, Danny.
We got it. We're right.
We're all over the place.
Oh, we're not perfect. None of us are perfect.
When I started singing that song, I was like, wait a minute, Mom, don't help me on that song. What am I doing?
Bless
them. Yeah. Amen.
Here we go.
Tell you what, that was good. I like things that are good. One thing about God, everything about God's good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank put you, this Lord. On here. I don't know about y'all, but I'm in a pretty good mood this morning. I ain't never seen this many people here.
Amen.
I know you ain't supposed to count them. I'm going to anyway, though. There's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 people here. Praise the Lord.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Man, I feel like a big time preacher. Instead of a little dog. Amen. Man, I ain't never drawn no crowd. I've run enough away, but I never drawn no crowd, if you know what I mean. Maybe they stole me. All right, you can be open up your good old King James Bible to Romans chapter 4. Me and Brother Dallas back there fellowshipping a little bit there, right before the service. And he's talking about he didn't correspond to anything but King James Bible. I said, Brother William, same page, amen. Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. I didn't always be that way. It took me a while to find it. After I found it, praise God, I throw the rest of that trash away. Amen. I thank God for my good old King James Bible. Now the world, they want a worldly Bible. They want a worldly message. And as for me and my house, I'll tell you right now, I want the things of God. I want as much as I can have.
Amen.
I'm glad you can come and fill your cup, fill your plate. You can eat as much as you want. You can have as much as you want. All the things that God has freely given, there won't be no bill come in the mail. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I'll tell you one thing about God. I like that song they just sung, where no one stands alone.
Amen.
There have been a few times I'm glad that, praise God, I didn't have to feel too far. The Bible said we'll find him who fell out there, but he's never very far. Man, one big few times really I had to feel back there. See, you there, Lord?
Yeah.
I'm glad he's there.
Right.
Paul said in my first answer, he said, all forsook me.
Right.
He said, nevertheless, the Lord stood with me.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Amen. Nobody stands alone when they got the Lord, amen.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll climb up a little bit here right this morning, amen.
Yeah.
Man, we grilled out last night. I'm pretty far out, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My wife done the cooking, by the way. About to kill her, but I about to kill myself getting everything ready for her to cook. All right, Romans chapter 4. And I believe I'm going to read the whole chapter. It's only 25 verses. But no more Bible reading than we do nowadays. This will be good for you and good for me too.
That's right.
Now my text verse is verse 20. That's what I'll be preaching about. But we're going to read it all. Paul writing to the church of Rome. He says, what shall we say then that Abraham, now Abraham's who we're going to be preaching about today,
Amen.
That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found. But he found something worth finding. You listen up. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? That's important.
Yep. That's right.
Now, if it don't line up with this, don't give it a lot of heed. But if it lines up with Scripture, you're supposed to give the most earnest heed, lest any time you let it slip. But it says, for what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness.
Yeah.
Now, unto him that worketh is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Now, you can earn reward and you can lose reward, but just pay attention with me here. But to him that worketh not, you see that thief on the one side of the cross of Jesus
Amen.
That said, Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom?
Uh-huh.
He said this day you'll be a man. He couldn't do nothing. He couldn't get baptized. He couldn't join the church. He couldn't do nothing. So think about him right here. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. If I go home today and I come up on a terrible, fatal car wreck, and the person in there was still alive, and they said, please help me, I'm lost. I haven't got saved, I need to get saved, I'm dying. And I gave them the gospel message that Jesus loves them, and Jesus will forgive them. If with your mouth you confess you're a sinner, if your heart you believe the
That's
Lord
right.
to forgive you,
Amen.
You can be saved.
Amen.
See, they can get saved. They can't do no works. They can't earn no reward. But they can be saved by grace.
Right.
I just want you to understand what this is talking about here. Everybody don't get that. I did get baptized 2 weeks after I got saved. I did join the church. But everybody don't get that opportunity. So Paul put this in here. But to him that worketh not, he might be in prison. You know, I done a lot of prison ministry. I went to Rock of Ages prison ministry up in East Kentucky to maximum security prison.
Yeah.
That's not for the faint-hearted. You better be saved if you go up there. I'll tell you right now. They killed several of them because
right.
they wasn't real. That's why they killed them.
Because
they're fakers. They didn't want fake. They wanted real. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. even as David also describeth the blessedness of a man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without work. I want you to know that's where your righteousness comes from. Right. The same God that made coats for Adam and Eve made a coat for me.
Right.
I'm clothed with His righteousness. Paul said, being found in Him, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ imputed to me. That imputation. God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now, there's a difference. If you're saved, you're going to be justified. We'll get that here in a minute. Very last verse. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned unto Abraham for righteousness. Now, how was it then reckoned, when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. In other words, God gave this blessing to Abraham, and then he went and got circumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that that believe. Any words are running together here. Though they be not circumcised, that the righteous might be imputed to them also. And the father of circumcision is to them who are not of circumcision only, but who walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised. I know these are a lot of words, just bear with me. I want to read this whole chapter. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they that which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there's no transgression. Right. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all of the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it's written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. It gets pretty good from here on out, so I'll try to slow down. Who against hope, we're just talking about hope in here this morning. Brother Ed was talking about at the funeral of his sister. The preacher preached about hope. Yeah. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, she is 99 years old. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. And here's our text verse. Giving glory to God.
Amen.
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was also able to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. For we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses. God laid on Him the iniquity of us all, and was raised again for our justification, and through Him we're justified. I'm preaching today on giving glory to God. Pray with me. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this chapter in Your Word, in the book of Romans here. Lord, we read through it pretty quick. Lord, I pray, even as we did, I pray the seeds of that Word will be planted in our heart. I pray even throughout this day we remember some of the things that we just read, some of the things we just heard. Our Father, You already know, and these people may not, but You already know how unworthy I am to stand where I'm standing, how unable I am to do anything apart from You. I pray right now You'd wash me, cleanse me, pray to anoint me from on high, pray You fill my home with oil. I pray, Father, Lord, You'd preach to me and preach through me. May all the glory and honor be Yours, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, giving glory to God. It's not hard to do. Really?
No.
No, it ain't.
Let me throw out a couple things here. With Abraham, there was no thank goodness. Y'all get that? Mm-hmm. I hear that a lot at that work. Thank goodness he didn't do this. Thank goodness he didn't. Who's goodness?
Yeah.
Who is that? Who are you giving glory to?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
When you say thank goodness, Sister Kevin, bless her heart, she fell and hurt her shoulder. You know, that's not a time to say thank goodness I didn't break it. That's a time to say glory to God, but no worse.
Amen. I mean, that's right.
What I'm trying to say is if you're not careful, the devil will rob you of an opportunity
right.
to give glory to God. I'll specify more. This fairly lengthy message, but I'll go through it quick as I can. With Abraham, there was no thank goodness. With Abraham, Sister Karen, there was no knock on wood. There may not be any wood here. I don't know. There was no knock on wood. We've got everything now synthetic.
Right.
Oh, here we go. There was no knock on wood with Abraham.
Right.
It was glory to God. With everything, it was glory to God.
That's right. Amen.
And God took him out of the land of his father. He had nothing. Genesis chapter 13, verse 2 says Abraham was rich with silver, with gold, with much cattle. I just want you to know, buddy, he went glory to God all the way with Abraham.
That's right.
There was no thank goodness. With Abraham, there was no knock on wood. With Abraham, there was no mother nature.
That's right.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now, Mother Nature. No, sir. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. But while the evil days draw nigh, and thou sayest I have no pleasure in them. Every change you give glory to God. Every change you give, you go up ahead and say, Lord, glory to God. Thank you. Praise the Lord. He chooses to give. You're going to give glory to somebody. Why not give it to God?
Amen.
Amen.
Man, oh man, I had no idea this would be this good. With Abraham, there was no evolution.
No.
Right.
We're wonderfully and fearfully made. Scientists may not be able to figure it out, but God told them they just don't want to receive the record.
Right.
You know, God gave a record of His Son. A lot of people don't want to receive that record. I'll tell you what I want to do. You know, I was driving through town this morning, Brother Danny. And I heard this song. I can't sing, but I want you to learn this song. See if you can figure out what the name of it is. Down at the cross where my Savior died.
Amen.
Down for forgiveness for sins I cried. Glory to His name.
Glory
to His name. You learn that song, Brother Danny.
Amen. That's the name
of the song. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
I had the radio high as it go. I had the windows down. On the driver's side, I'm never going to swear. Woo! Glory to His name. There's some girl out there trying to jog, and she said he's crazy. There's some girl behind her on the bicycle said, amen, sis. I'll tell you right now, glory to His name. I can't sing, but if I could, that'd be the song I'd sing. You learn that, Brother Danny. I want to hear you sing it, amen.
I will.
Abraham. He sought for opportunity to give glory to God. It was glory all the way with Abraham every day. He rose up early and prayed to God. You know, I do that. I get up early and I kneel down and I say, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
For a good night's sleep.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you for allowing me to get up.
Right.
Amen. Be able to enjoy this day. Everybody didn't get up this morning. Y'all know that, don't you?
That's right. Amen.
A lot of people woke up this morning and they're corpses. They wasn't alive.
Right.
They missed out on that opportunity. Maybe the sand went out of their hourglass. You see, we got a number of days. I don't know the number of yours. You don't know the number of mine.
Well,
God knows the number of my hair on my head. It ain't going to take a rocket scientist to figure that out. They've done about all parted and departed. Amen.
Amen.
But He knows even the number of the hairs on my head.
That's right.
Abraham got up early. Prayed. Praise God. You know, every day would be Thanksgiving. We shouldn't have one day a year.
That's right.
Every day would be Thanksgiving.
That's right. Yeah,
somebody died for you, Brother
That's
Mitchell.
Right. Amen.
And not only that, they got up for your justification
That's
and said,
right.
I come to give you life that you might have it
right.
more abundantly. He said, go in peace and
yeah.
in the joy of the
That's
Lord
right.
go straight.
Right.
Just start enjoying. Hey, look, you know, the devil wants to rob you of giving glory to God. You might not know this, but he wants you to give you glory to your car. You go out there and you buff on it. My old truck hood, you're a little shy, huh? And he wants you to give glory to the, I don't know much about sports, but when we'll get Wildcats, that would be Wildcats. He wants you to give glory to them Wildcats, and I don't know, they've got all kind of names for these sports. Look, give you glory to God.
Amen.
Shout!
Right.
But give you glory to God.
Amen.
I have to admit, sports miss me. My dad, my son, they both over their head sports. I mean, thought they eat, sleep, drink, sports. That's all that's on their mind. Well, me, I'll tell you right now, he's always on my mind. Me and Brother Ed was talking this morning before Sunday school. I was telling about meditating on the Lord and upon the things of God. My mind's always stayed on the Lord. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 26, I believe it's Isaiah 26 verse 4, thou will give him perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. No wonder I got so much peace.
Yeah.
Get my mind on the Lord. What am I got to worry about? He's greater than all. I'm telling you right now, ain't nobody can do nothing with him, and as long as praise God as he's over me, I'm okay, man.
Right.
Hallelujah. But the devil don't want you to give no glory to God.
That's right.
You know, it was a long time, Brother Dallas, when I started blaming the devil for things that was going wrong. In our house, when we was growing up, God got to blame for everything.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't use that language that they used, but it was, you know, blank to blank, the soul went out. Mm-hmm. Blank to blank, the chair broke. Blank to blank, the TV ain't working. We never did ever curse the devil.
Right.
We didn't.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
Do you know what I do now? If I was to have a TV going, I say, glory to God, I got three more. I go back there and watch one of them. Brother Ed talked about his air conditioning order went out on his car. He said, glory to God, I called and said, that's too much. He went down one by $30. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
In my house, it was blank to blank. It went out. Blank to blank. It's a long time, Brother Jerry, before I realized the devil.
That's right.
I don't know in my life.
That's
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I want to give glory to God. I want to give the blame where it belongs. Amen.
That's right.
You ever notice nobody ever blames the devil for nothing?
Yeah.
Why God allow my dad to die? Why God allow my mom to die? Why God allow my son to die? If he loved me, why did he allow my daughter to die? What's wrong with blaming the devil somehow?
That's right.
Jesus said, the thief cometh but for to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. I'm coming by that life, having more money. Well, what would all blame on God? I have to admit, God's the very present help in trouble. He's our refuge and strength.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now, we're better off going with God, but most of us are kind of jaywalking.
Yes, we
right.
do.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Bible said, make straight steps for your feet. Stay on that straight path. By the way, steps from good men ordered by the Lord. Abraham got up early. He sought the Lord.
Yes, he did.
He went through the day praising God. He found those daily loads of benefits every day from God. Psalm 68:19. Abraham, every day, was an opportunity to give glory to God. That can be true in your life.
That's right.
My mother called me a fanatic, and by the way, I still am one. Everybody wasn't happy. But I thought, surely Mama would be happy, Brother Mitchell. I went and I said, Mama, I got saved. She put a bony finger in my face. She said, when you get home, she said, you look up the word fanatic. That's what you are. I still am one, fellas. Nobody ever done it for me what he done for me. He fixed me. My heart's fixed.
Yeah. Amen. That's exactly
right. I wish I could go through it again. I know I can't, but I'd like to. I can't even get it worked up. I've tried. I can't get the storm to get raging no more. It's just a great calm. I thank God for that calm, Brother Dallas. I tell you what, you can't put no price on that. You can't get that at Walmart.
No.
I'm telling you, buddy, you can't go to your neighbor and borrow that. You got to go to God to get that. Amen. Abraham, he sought the opportunity to give God. He looked for opportunity. In Genesis 14, I want you to notice that not only Abraham looked for opportunity, but Abraham had opportunity. Look real quick, Genesis chapter 14. Let me run through that real quick. If you'll notice in Genesis chapter 14, there's a bunch of kings come down and they invaded Sodom and they took all the things of Sodom and they took Lot, Abraham's nephew, his brother's son, and there came one that escaped. Verse 13 of Genesis 14, there came one that escaped. You know why one escaped? so Abraham would know what the heck's going on. They didn't need 911 back then. They had G.O.D. G.O.D. said, go down and tell Abraham what just happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, there came one told Abram, the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Merib, the Amorite, the brother of Ishkel, I can't say some of his stuff, and the brother of Abner, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants. He didn't need nothing. A flea market, I'll tell you right now, would have given him victory. But he armed his trained servants, born his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night. And he smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods. And also brought back again his brother Lot, his nephew, his brother's son Lot. No, that's his brother Lot. He called him a brother. Amen.
Right.
Yeah, that's his brother's son. But he's saying a brother. I knew over here he said we'd be brethren, that there'd be no strife between us. But I never noticed that. He called him his brother. All right, and his goods. And the women and also the people. Look here. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter. I'm passing that. And of the kings that were with him at the Valley of Shaven, which is at the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. Look here. And he blessed him. Abraham not only gave glory to God in what he did, but he got a blessing for doing it. He blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. Look here. And he gave tithes of all. Yeah. Abraham sought opportunity to give glory to God. He gave glory to God, giving tithes.
That's right.
That's right.
You know what you do when you give a tithe?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
You're saying, I come in this world with nothing. It's certain I'm going to leave with nothing.
Yeah.
But while I'm here, what I got, I want to thank the Lord for it. So I give tithes, and I'm giving glory to God, and I'm saying, Lord, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what tithe is all about.
That's right.
God don't need your money. All the silver's His, all the gold's His, cattle on a thousand hills and fields and potatoes underneath the hills, all belong to Him.
That's right.
But you know what
you
do? You're saying, Lord, I want to thank You.
Thank You.
For that money You've given me, and I want to give You a tithe of it.
Mm-hmm.
God don't need your money. But He's giving you an opportunity to give glory to God. Abraham took advantage of that. Look at that. He gave tithes. He gave tithes of all. Now look here. Then the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take thy goods for thyself. In other words, he offered him worldly gain.
Yeah.
Now look here. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, opportunity to give glory to God. Listen to what he says here. I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abram rich. I want you to know, Abraham didn't. He didn't give no glory to King of Sodom. He said, I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to give glory to God. He's going to supply all my needs. I'm rich in glory.
Yes.
But Abraham, he refused that offer of that king. So you'll have to refuse some offers. That got quiet then, didn't it? You'll have to say sometimes, I can't go with that.
Yeah.
It don't give glory to God.
That's right.
That's why I don't play the lottery. I'm afraid I might win.
That's right.
What would I do if I did?
Right.
It's not a sin to play the lottery, don't get me wrong. But it don't give glory to God.
That's right.
From what I've heard, it don't really help nobody. Even those that win big, lose big.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm going with God, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what? He fills my plate every day.
That's right.
David said, I've been young, now I'm old. I've yet to see the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. Hey, he takes care of me.
That's
He's
right.
A good shepherd, loves his sheep. Showing how you like a king last night.
That's right.
I'm going to eat some more today.
Amen.
Amen. I'm in my third grade of stuff right now. Freezer stuff. Glory to God. In Luke chapter 17, there's 10 lepers. And from afar off, they lift up their voice. Far off.
Yeah.
They say, Jesus! Master! Have mercy on us. He did.
Yeah, right.
He said, go show yourself to the priest as they went. I can't imagine this stampede, but I'm going to say this. whole lot faster than that girl I seen jogging this morning. As they're going to show themselves to the priest, they look down and they notice they've been healed. One of them stopped, turned around, came back. You know what he did?
Glory.
Woo!
Glory.
He did, buddy. He did. He gave glory to God.
Right.
He come back, fell down on his face.
Yeah.
Amen.
Give the glory to God. Thank you. I got healed 31
bless
years ago.
Father.
Every
bless
day
you.
Is a day give glory to God.
Amen.
I say, Lord,
amen.
Thank you for having mercy on one like me.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you.
Boy, I'm like that rapper, boy. I want to come back and give glory every chance I get.
Yeah.
Man, I don't ever want to forget what he done for me. I don't ever want to forget where I was when he found me. I don't ever want to forget. I'm telling you, boy, I'm never going back there again, amen.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, Abraham refused that offer of that king of Sodom. He gave tithes of all. Abraham looked for opportunity to give glory to God. Does anybody here remember back when there was Burger Queen in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Okay, when I first got saved, it was over by the swimming pool.
Yeah.
The city pool.
Amen.
And my family went there to eat, Rita. And they came out, I just got saved. We sat down at the table. We was getting ready to do like we always did, this fly and eat. My little boy said, don't we need to turn planks, Daddy?
Amen.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
And we bowed our head right there in Burger Queen. I don't know how to pray. I'll bow my head something like, Lord, thank you for my family. Thank you for this food. Ask the blessing or something like that. We raised our head up. There's people all around us. And they wanted to hug us. They said, y'all gave us such a blessing. See, how God rewarded that act.
Bless
you. And my little son said, don't we need to turn thanks?
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to eat. I don't know what kind of hamburger was. I'm picking eat it, you know.
Right.
And he said, don't we need to turn thanks? And I said, yeah, son, we do.
That's right.
And I have to admit, most of these people were older people, elderly people.
Right.
But they just wanted to hug us. They said, y'all gave us such a blessing. See, give you the opportunity to give glory to God.
Yeah,
you need
right.
to do it.
Yeah. Amen.
I tell you, I worked at the factory for like 32 years. And they'd say something like, and probably some of you have been in proposition like this too. They'd say something like, what do you know? I said, took me just a minute to give glory to God. Kind of caught me, Dallas. I'm out of here, you know what I'm saying. Finally, they said, what do you know? I said, I know I'm saved. They said, what do you know? I said, I know in whom I have believed. And I'm swayed to keep everything I'm committed unto against that day. And
yeah.
They just get a little fearful of asking me things. They said, how's it going? I said, wonderful. Going by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
There you go.
Somebody said, what do you know? I said, I know I'm saved. He said, you can't know you're saved. I said, I don't know about you, but I know I'm saved.
Amen. There you go.
God said, these things I've written unto you. It's 1 John 5, verse 13, you may know your eternal life.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, I believe in those little salvation.
Yeah.
Work out your own salvation, fear and trembling, but you better know it. If anybody knows it, you ought to know it.
Amen.
But that's what it's kind of back off. It's afraid to ask me anything. You know why? Because I just want to give glory to God, baby. Really. I mean, I need to pray with all kind of people around. And you know, we kind of put them on the spot there, you know, like I wish I hadn't asked him that. But you know what? It kind of gave glory to God. I lived it, amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Woo! Abraham, he served God with heart.
Yeah.
That's in Genesis 18, verse 1 through 8. The Lord blessed him in all that he had. In Genesis 24, verse 1. I wrote these down. I didn't really write anything to go with them. But I did want to look at it. Genesis 24, 1. Abraham was old, well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. You know what?
Yeah.
He's old now. God blessed him. And
right.
I didn't read Genesis 18, 1 through 8 because this is a pretty long message. I'm trying to cut the corners off of it. When Abraham died, he was 175 years old. You know what God did? Bible said God blessed his son Isaac. You know, you can pass that torch.
That's right.
God blessed Abraham all of his days. And the Bible said when Abraham died, you read it, that verse says, and God blessed his son Isaac. Ooh, passing that blessing on him.
That's right.
Handing it down. Well, if I can leave my children anything, I like to leave them the blessing of God.
Amen. Amen.
I can leave all my money. They go through it like a hog goes through a sugar corn. You know? Brother Donnie, he's got a head of cabbage down there right now in a cage there trying to catch a groundhog. But you know what? That groundhog could probably eat that whole head of cabbage, but he's got to get in that trap to get it, amen. But anyway, Abraham died 175 years old. That's Genesis chapter 25, verse 7 through 11. And God blessed his son Isaac. Abraham gave his son his riches. Genesis 13:2. Abraham gave his son his blessing. Verse 11 of Genesis chapter 25. You know, we can give glory to God in this life. And we can give glory to God as we graduate this life. I like to give glory to God while I'm alive. But when it comes time for me to die, I want to give glory to God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I want to try to show somebody. This is the only thing I can think of. I went down to Bowling one time to have a... Is it MRI? Is that what he called it? I had to have an MRI done. Mm-hmm. And went down there, me and my wife. And we was on Highway 231 coming into Bowling Green, somewhere there on the left. Anyway, I went in there and they got me all fixed up and they put me in this thing that looked like a coffin. Mm-hmm. And she said, you need anything before you go in? I said, well, no. She said, well, you want to listen to radio? And I said, well, no. I said, you would have anything I want to listen to. She said, well, what do you want to listen to? I said, ma'am, I said, I'm a Christian. I said, I don't listen to nothing but gospel music. I said, if there's such a thing, I'd like to listen to, you know, some kind of music about God. She said, I can fix that up. She put a set of headphones on me, and man, she got that thing tuned in. And sure enough, I think it's playing WJCR, I believe. Mm-hmm. I remember while I was in there, Brother Mitchell. And man, I'm in there, and I didn't close my eyes. I was ready to go to sleep, I guess. I don't know. I was kind of enjoying it. This old thing, you know, it'd come make a scan, and it'd come make another scan. It kind of warmed me up every time it'd make a scan. Anyway, that about right here, she interrupted my music. And she said, Mr. Wade, you all right? I said, well, you know, I'm kind of getting kind of short of breath in here. Uh-huh. She said, you think maybe you need to come out there just a minute? I said, maybe. So she slid me out, kind of like bring me out of the oven, you know. So I'm out there, and she looked at me. And Carolyn, she said, are you by yourself? I said, no, I got my wife with me. She said, you think maybe I might ought to go get her? I said, well, yeah, you might ought to go get her. I was having trouble getting my breath. So she went and got my wife. My wife looked at me and she said, he ain't doing no good. You better call a doctor right now. My wife's somewhat of a nurse. She ain't able to tell you what's wrong with him some way or another. Anyway, she said, y'all better call a doctor. He ain't doing no good. They called the doctor. The doctor came in and looked at me and said, he ain't doing no good. Call 911. So much for that doctor. Here, check it out. Yeah, see, call 911. Well, here they come in. I mean, they flying on me. And I mean, they're going to town. I mean, they're wearing me out. This little old nurse, Brother Jerry, she's standing over beside me, and she's shaking like a leaf in the autumn wind. And I don't know where this thing's going. I'm convinced I'm dying. I don't really know that I am, don't really know that I ain't, but I know one thing, I'm not in control no more. I told somebody one time, Brother Dallas, dying's kind of like being on a roller coaster. You can't get off. I'm sitting there trying to ride this thing out. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I started thinking about dying. You know what I started thinking about dying, Brother Mitchell? I thought, well, I ain't going to have to work no more. I ain't going to have to worry no more. I mean, death wasn't no threat to me. I was sitting there thinking positively about dying. Well, I ain't going to have to work no more. I ain't going to have to worry no more. My wife's going to be well off now if I work more dead than I was alive. You know what I mean? Anyways, I'm thinking along those lines. This little girl beside me, I looked over her and she looked like she was in worse shape than I was. You know what I said to her, Brother Ed? I said, have you ever saw a Christian die? I said, pretty plain. She was speechless. She never said a word. And I said, Bonnie, I said, young lady, I said, don't leave my bedside. I said, I want to show you what a difference Jesus makes in death.
Yeah. Right.
This thing got bad. I mean, these guys, they go nuts. They put me oxygen. They got oxygen on me. Man, they got me rigged up, all kind of stuff. And you know what? I have to admit, I'm sitting there thinking, hope these boys know what they're doing, you know. But anyway, I got pretty sure I was dying. So you know what I did, Brother Jerry? I started quoting Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Yeah. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Now notice my hand will all, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Anyways, I'm quoting Psalms 23. You know my wife, you met her, didn't you? You know what she did? Kill her for this. You know what she did? You met her. She gets up and here she comes. You got a granddaughter having a birthday this second. You need to be there. It scared me and whatever at home this day. This little paramedics, it scared everybody. She said that about Dallas. I knew right then I wasn't going to die. I took that oxygen mask off, and that paramedic said, you can't do that. I said, I just did. I took that other stuff off. They said, you can't do that. I said, I just did. They said, you'll have to sign a waiver. I said, what did I sign? I drove us home. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, I know who to call now. I'll call her. I said, God, is there something I'm supposed to do today, honey? She come up with everybody, and I mean, she put the fear of God in me, and I don't know if they had a hold of me or what. It scared everybody to death. And you need to be there. Interrupted my exodus. I was getting ready to leave out. Boy, I'll tell you what, I was already on my get up, get out of here mode.
That's right.
I'm still here. That's about 20 years ago. Yeah. Well, I want to give God glory even in my death. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
For we give God glory in our life. But we can also leave behind a testimony like Enoch did in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. You know, ain't nothing worse than having some preacher try to tell somebody a lie about you as a good man, good father, when you wasn't
right.
Either.
Right.
You know, live a life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's just normal. Verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be you rather transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. I'm just telling you right now, live a life that the world can't undo. Leave behind a testimony. Give glory to God in your life. Give glory to God in your death. Leave behind a testimony. I went all the way with God. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, boy, ain't nothing worse going to church and it turned out being a funeral instead of a church.
Yeah.
Man, I come to church, I want to hear about Jesus.
That's right.
I want to hear how He loved me. I want to hear how He died for me. I want to hear why He got up before I could be justified. I'm telling you, we can leave glory to God in our life. We can leave glory to God in our death. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Carolyn come to church this morning with her arm in a sling. You know what? She giving glory to God.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Phyllis used to come in here with a walker. I remember.
Right.
She parked it right over there. You know what? She gave him glory to God.
That's right. Amen.
She ain't got a walker today.
That's right.
Sister Joanne had oxygen on. You know what? She come in here. Oxygen all. Why? She want to give glory to God.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Here we got a little runny nose. We say, I hope I better go down and get a runny nose.
Yes.
Give glory to God.
Amen. That's right.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Every opportunity. Have a therefore opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That's
give
right.
Give glory to God.
That's right.
Some woman had trouble with her eyes and she went to a doctor. And he said, ma'am, I've got bad news. He said, you're going to be completely blind in about 6 months. And she wept. And she wept. Sharon, she went home. She wept some more. She went to bed. She wept. I said, Lord, I sure wish you'd do something. I don't want to be blind. And she got to where she couldn't see nothing funny. And she woke up that next morning, she heard the birds singing outside. She never even noticed the fact she could see. And all of a sudden it dawned on her, she could see, and she couldn't look at it after her doctor's appointment. He come in and looked at her eyes. He said, sit down, I want to know what happened. She said, I'm glad, I won't tell you about it. She said, God took care of my problem. He's the great physician, you're a practicing physician. I got the specialist, take a look at it, he fixed it just like that.
Amen. Thank you.
You know what she did? She gave glory to God.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Them doctors, they mean well. They'll charge you for sure. You'll know they mean well. Oh my. Everything God does is free. Amen.
Amen.
David said, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I quoted that earlier. That's Psalms 37, verse 25.
Yeah.
In other words, he said, glory to God. He said, God's been good all of my life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're going to say something. Why not say something worth saying?
Amen. Amen.
Say something. Somebody say, what do you say? I say, glory to God.
Right.
That's what I thought you said. You give him glory to God? Yeah, I'll give him glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do a thing like that for? Because he's been so good to you.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Yeah. Doesn't Peter say, be ready to give a man an answer to ask you a question?
Yes.
Yeah. Be ready to say glory to God.
Amen.
That's right. Thank you.
Carolyn, she said, could have been worse. Glory to God. There wasn't no worse than it was. I mean, just pray everything.
Amen.
Right.
Even today, and I'm done, you can give glory to God.
Yeah,
right. God's going to give you an opportunity.
Amen.
And Brother Danny, if you learn that song, glory to His name, I'd sure like to hear it.
All right. Amen.
We might not have a preacher on that day.
You're right.
I want to give glory to His name. I want to be a blessing as a burden to the heart of God for 34 years. Brother Dallas back there said he's 34 years old when he got saved. I'm going to guess he's like me. He's a burden to the heart of God for 34 years. But we want to be a blessing now, don't we, brother? Amen. We want to be a blessing now.
Amen.
I want to somehow, even the score, I'd like to live more for God than I did for myself, the world, and the devil. I was 34 years old when I got saved, and I'm 31 years saved now. If the Lord allowed me to live three more years, I'll come in here and I'll say, woo! I've lived more for Him, amen, than I did for the world and the devil and myself. I'm looking forward to that day.
Amen.
Father, we thank You for this precious message. Lord, it sure helped me. I certainly want to be a blessing. I want to give You glory with every breath You give me. Let it be to give You glory and honor. Lord, I don't care who it insults. I don't care who it offends. Lord, I don't care about no diversity. I don't care about no tolerance. I don't care who. I'm going to give glory to God every opportunity You give me to do it. We've come down to a day and age where it seems like it's a sin to give any glory to God. Help us, Lord. Your Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Lord, help us to say so, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. In Jesus' name, we ask Your blessing, Lord, upon this message. I pray for those here today and those that are here by way of internet. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get our sister Sharon. Brother Jerry, please, just sing one verse of invitation to him. I don't know whether God done anything, but if He did,